Welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for September 2007. This is issue number 270. If you'd like to write to us at the DX Audio Service, the address is 706 Mackenzie Drive, that's spelled M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. Telephone number back in the studio is area code 360-382-1957. That's 360-382-1957. A subscription to the DX Audio Service for U.S. and Canadian members is $28. To Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. To subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address that I just mentioned, or simply log on to our website at www.nrcdxas.org and sign up using the PayPal credit card system. You can also sign up to edxn.com and get your DX Audio Service on your computer or iPod player in stereo. A subscription to edxn is only $15. Just point your browser to http://www.e-dxn.com and subscribe online with our PayPal credit card system, or contact Wayne Heinen, H-E-I-N-E-N, at Post Office Box 473-251 Aurora, A-U-R-O-R-A, Colorado, 80047-3251 if you want to pay by check. This issue of the DX Audio Service is coming to you from the Little Manistique Lake in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. As you can hear, we have some guests out on the lake that are entertaining us at the present time. But right now, let's go down to Dallas, Texas, or is that Fort Worth, and talk to Bill Hale about the AM switch.
AM switch for the DX Audio Service for September 2007. Call letter changes. First of all, on 660 WJRK, Rural Retreat, Virginia, has changed to WLOY. On 700, a new station in Gibsonia, Florida, has chosen the calls of WJWB. On 960, Oakland, California, they just changed to KQKE recently, but now they've changed to KKGN. On 1110, WCEC in Salem, New Hampshire, has made the change to WCCM. On 1310, KACE, Birch Tree, Missouri, they've changed to KBSP. 1330, KMIL, Cameron, Texas, they've chosen KTAE for their new call. On 1340, KBSP, Bishop, California, their new call is KACE. I wonder where they got that one from. Also on 1340, KTKX, Sand Springs, Oklahoma, changed that one to KJMU. On 1400, Elberton, Georgia's WSGC is changed to WNGA. On 1440, WDXQ, Cochrane, Georgia, their new call WDCO. A new station in Ruidoso, New Mexico, KWES is their call. They're on 1450. 1490, Haverhill, Massachusetts, WCCM, their new call WCEC. 1550, WAYI in Bunnell, Florida, a new station which isn't yet on the air, but they've made a call sign change already. Mark them down for WNZF. And finally, also on 1550, WXOL, Delaware, Ohio, their new call WDLR. Our next category, construction permits, which have taken to the air over the past month. 580 KMJ, Fresno, California. They've been granted special temporary authority, or as we say, STA, to operate U1-5000-5000 from their old site 16 miles west of Fresno, as they have experienced damage to some guy wires on the new 50,000-watt facility east of town. It's expected that the work will be finished maybe by the time you hear this. The first week of September is their target date. 590 KTIE, San Bernardino, California, the CP for U4, that's two different patterns, day and night, 2,500 watts during the day, 960 watts at night, is now on. 630 KUAM for you West Coast listeners. This station is in Agana, Guam, if it's possible that you hear it. The CP to move to 630 from 612 is now on the air with 10,000 watts day and night, non-directional. The station, although in ITU Area 3, which has 9 kHz spacing, moved to this frequency due to the 10 kHz spacing on U.S. car radios, which are prevalent on the island. 630 happens to be both in the 9 and 10 kHz spacing plans. KALL 700 in North Salt Lake City, Utah. They're now on with U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 10,000 watts at night. They've increased their nighttime power by tenfold. Along with the increase in night power, they added a tower for a total of 5. The new night pattern is directed almost due south, 13 degrees counterclockwise as opposed to their old 1 kilowatt pattern. 780 WCXH in Monticello, Maine. Their construction to move to 780 from 710 with 5,000 watts daytime, 60 watts at night, and all non-directional is now on, and it's been reported as heard throughout the Northeast. 880 KHNR, Honolulu, Hawaii, their CP for 2,000 watts day and night, non-directional is on the air, moving from 870. 890 WAMG, Dedham, Massachusetts, their construction permit for U4, 25,000 watts during the day, 6,000 watts at night, is now on. 1190 WNWC, Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, their CP for U13, 4,800 watts during the day, 21 watts at night, and 4,800 watts during critical hours is on the air. U13 equals directional all hours using one pattern for daytime and critical hour operation, and another pattern for nights. In reality, the patterns are the same shape, just different sizes. 1260 WSUA, Miami, Florida. Their construction permit for U4, 50,000 watts during the day, 20,000 watts at night is now on. The new butterfly-shaped day pattern has wings at 040 and 108 degrees, which equates to, north-northeast and south-southeast. The new night pattern shoots the signal all toward the south-southeast. They added 2 towers to their former array of 4. 1490 KZZZ, Bullhead City, Arizona. The construction permit to move to the center tower of what was part of the former 3-tower directional array for KLSQ 870 is now on. KZZZ continues as U1, 1,000 watts day and night. 1500 WSMX, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Their CP for D1, 140 watts daytime only, is on the air, diplexing into the WPOL 1340 tower. And 1690 CHTO, Toronto, Ontario, that new station is on the air with Greek programming. Actions taken during the past 30 days, a new station on 540 has been granted in Sauk Rapids, Minnesota. They'll have U4, 2 different patterns, 250 watts day and night. The day pattern directs a lobe due east with a smaller lobe due west, while the night pattern shoots all of the signal to the south-southwest. On 550 WAME, Statesville, North Carolina, application is granted for an STA to go silent. 560 CHVO, Carbonear, Newfoundland, the CRTC has granted the application to build an FM station on 99.5 MHz with 14 kilowatts and eventually replace CHVO 560. 580 CKXR, Salmon Arm, British Columbia. Update from last month. Standard Radio Incorporated has applied to the CRTC to add transmitters of Salmon Arm CKXR FM 91.5 at Enderby on 104.3 with 210 watts and Sycamore on 102.1 with 200 watts. The commission previously authorized an extension of time to shut down the old CKXR transmitter to February 2008 because the new FM signal was not suitably reaching these two communities. 670 KBTB, Las Vegas, Nevada. A CP has been granted for U4, 10,000 watts during the day, 600 watts at night from 5 towers using 5 during the day, 4 at night. The day pattern is directed northwest while the night pattern heads southeast. On 800 WPEL, Montrose, Pennsylvania, a CP has been granted to move to 800 from 1250 and add nighttime operation. When they're going, there'll be 1,000 watts during the day, 135 watts at night, all non-directional. WFIR 960, Roanoke, Virginia, has been granted U2, that's nighttime directional only, 10,000 watts during the day and 4,800 watts at night. 1080 WOAP, Owosso, Michigan, an application has been granted for an STA to suspend broadcast operations owing to the licensee's financial difficulties. WOAP temporarily ceased operations as of sundown July 20th. 1130 KRUD Honolulu, Hawaii, the new station not yet on the air, has a CP for 500 watts day and night non-directional. They've applied for 330 watts non-directional day and night, and that has been granted. Also on 1130 WASP Brownsville, Pennsylvania, they're now licensed for daytime only 1,000 watts non-directional and 1,000 watts critical hours operation, adding that CH time. 1170 WKFL Bushnell, Florida, CP has been granted for 10,000 watts during the day and 5,000 watts during critical hours using two different patterns. That's D4. Both patterns shoot the signal to the west-southwest. 1190 KRFT University City, Missouri, a CP has been granted to move to University City from DeSoto. They now have 10,000 watts during the day, 6,500 watts at night from six towers, using five during the day, six at night, two different patterns. 1220 KZEE, Weatherford, Texas, a CP has been granted to add a tower to their single stick and upgrade to U4, 16,000 watts during the day, 200 watts at night. Both patterns, although different size and shape, are directed to the northeast. 1230 WNUZ, Talladega, Alabama, an STA has been granted to go silent as the station was experiencing transmitter problems. 1240 WOON, Woonsocket, Rhode Island, a CP has been granted to license the present temporary facilities as permanent. In 2002, WOON was granted the STA to relocate to the transmitter site of WNRI 1380 as their site was being developed by the city and the tower had to be removed. WOON's facilities remain U1, 1,000 watts, day and night. 1260 WIYD, Palatka, Florida, a CP has been granted for a U1, 400 watts during the day, 135 watts at night, relocating to the transmitter site of co-owned WPLK 800. 1460 KARR, Kirkland, Washington, they've been granted an extension of their STA to remain silent. 1480 WSRC, Fair Bluff, North Carolina, a CP has been granted for U1, 10,000 watts during the day, and 48 watts at night. 1510 WBSG, San Germain, Puerto Rico, a CP has been granted to move from Lajas with U4, 1,000 watts, day and night. 1550 KWBC, College Station, Texas, a CP has been granted to move to College Station from Navasota with 1,400 watts during the day, 24 watts at night, and that's daytime directional only, and that we designate as U5. And 1570 KMUR, Catoosa, Oklahoma, a CP has been granted to change from D3, 1,000 watts, to D1, 1,000 watts, moving from Pryor, Oklahoma. Under the category License Cancellations, Call Letters Deleted, 1580 WWGS, Georgetown, South Carolina, they've been canceled and deleted from the FCC's database. This station was brand new, never made it on the air. Couple of other items to note this month, CKPR 580, Thunder Bay, Ontario. The station will go off sometime in early September. As of our deadline, they are simulcasting with their new FM. This is the last and was the first AM station in Thunder Bay and has been owned by the Dougal family since it went on the air in 1931. Prior to 1931, the station was located in Midland. 960 KMA, Shenandoah, Iowa. They are now operating under an STA for 1,250 watts day and night non-directional after its center tower of three came tumbling down. The new tower is up and testing will begin shortly, so they should be back to their U2, 5,000 watts day and night facilities shortly, with their nighttime pattern favoring the north-northeast. 1510 WJKN, Jackson, Michigan, applies for an STA to go silent. From their application, it reads, on June 1st, 2007, WJKN began experiencing technical difficulties with its transmitter and went silent. While the necessary steps are being taken to correct the aforementioned difficulties, an STA is being requested out of excess of caution to give the licensee time to correct these issues. End of quote. And 1590 WABV, Abbeville, South Carolina, they've applied for an STA for D1, 250 watts, daytime only, for 6 months. As the application states, due to equipment failure, WABV is now operating at 250 watts. The licensee is working diligently to make repairs as time and funds permit. To allow sufficient time for repairs, WABV requests a 6-month STA, as our chief engineer only works with us on a part-time basis. End of quote. Although licensed for U1 1000 daytime, 250 watts at night, no mention is made of nighttime operation under that STA. Stations having been reported to go off the air during the past month, WEEL 710 Dothan, Alabama, WAME 550 Statesville, North Carolina, KIPA 620 Hilo, Hawaii, WCSZ 1070 Sanssouci, South Carolina, WALD 1080 Walterboro, South Carolina, KRHC 1340 Burnett, Texas, WJKN 1510 Jackson, Michigan, WGEN 1500 Geneseo, Illinois, and WXMY 1600 Saltville, Virginia. Stations back on, WLOY 660 Rural Retreat, Virginia, KNNZ 940 Cedar City, Utah, KYRO 1280 Potosi, Missouri, WNIX 1330 Greenville, Mississippi, KUPA 1370 Pearl City, Hawaii with sports format, KPTO 1440 Pocatello, Idaho, and WJTI 1460 Racine, Wisconsin, but WJTI is only on now as a daytimer, as the new night facilities has some work to be done before it's ready to go. Some fines to report this month, WLOY 660 Rural Retreat, Virginia has been fined $18,000 for failure to maintain an operational emergency alert system equipment and other matters. WKFL 1170 Bushnell, Florida has been fined $5,000 for failure to notify the FCC and submit a written request to go silent for more than 30 days. WKIQ 1240 Eustis, Florida has been fined $20,000 for failure to maintain a staff at their main studio during normal business hours and other matters. Well, my thanks go out to Sean Axelrod, Bill Dvorak, Wayne Heinen, Dean McIntyre, Jonathan Watson, and Ernie Wesolowski for items used this month. If you have any items for AM Switch or have any questions about this month's column, please email me at w_r_hale@sbcglobal.net. I look forward to hearing from you. Coming up next, John Bowker with the next installment of the Travelog.
Well, thanks very much, Bill Hale. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Travelog section of the audio service. We're going to be continuing our 990 travel across the United States and even maybe back through Canada today. We'll see how far we can get. Of course, while you're listening to this, I'm out in Boise, so I hope you're out in Boise with me, but we'll see. Anyway, maybe next month we'll give you a recount on the Boise 2007 convention. But for now, let's lock our dials at 990 kilohertz and find the city of Kennedy, Texas, K-E-N-E-D-Y, Texas, as we begin the September 2007 DX Audio Service Travelogue.
That's Jimmy Buffet. And it's 2 o'clock, and you're locked into South Texas' hottest country. We are 990 AM, KAML, Kennedy, Carnes City, Texas. Nice to have you along on this Saturday afternoon camel ride.
He's inviting us to a what? A camel ride? Oh, KAML, a camel ride. I'll go along with that. Sounds like we had a little trouble finding Kennedy, Texas ourselves. Let's move up to the Oklahoma border almost, well, at least well north of Dallas, to the city of Wichita Falls, and we're going to give you three cuts here, the first starting in 1991.
The classics of rock on Stereo 990, KKCR, Wichita Falls, Lawton.
And then 4 years later, Linda and I revisited the community to hear this result.
This is Solid Gospel, AM Stereo, 990, KNIN, Wichita Falls, Texas.
USA Radio Network News, this is Kim Taylor.
And then in 1996...
KWFT, AM 990, Wichita Falls, Texas.
Shortly after that recording was made, KWFT decided to go to a religious format, and by 1998 had gone silent. and it just doesn't appear in any logs anymore. And so that gives us free license to go all the way up through Oklahoma into the state of Kansas, into the city of Russell, Kansas. A rather interesting little town. This is Bob Dole's hometown, and Pennsylvania Senator Arlen Specter. They both grew up in this one town.
Well, that's all the time that we have for the polka party today. I hope you enjoyed the music, and I hope you can. Have a great day, and thanks for listening. You're listening to KRSL AM 990 Russell Radio.
Everybody works. I'm Larry Jacobs, and just about everybody, the unemployment rate down to a 30-year low.
Okay, and with that good news, let's head west into the Mile High City.
Preparing for the annual spiritual adventure, 50 Days for Christ to Transform Your Daily Work. This is 990 KRKS Denver. It's now 12 noon.
From Biola University in La Mirada, California, we present the Biola Hour.
Well, we're going to continue our travelogue travels today at 990 on the dial by going down to the southeast corner region, really, of New Mexico. Oh, about 50 miles south of Roswell, New Mexico, and that brings up memories, doesn't it? A little town called Artesia. And how did it get its name? Very easy. They found all these artesian wells down there and figured that's a good place to settle, and it came up with the name Artesia. This is a 1,000-watt station during the daytime, 250 at night.
Your first source for news is Morning in America, weekday mornings at 4 on Artesia's very own KSVP, Artesia.
CBS News, this is Doug Poling.
We're going to head due west now and go into the land of sunshine. A 10,000-watt station during the daytime hours, 1,000 watts at night, so they get out pretty well. This is in the city of Tucson in Arizona.
You're listening to Bob Jones with more of the songs you remember from the station that never forgot.
KTKT, Tucson.
And then about 2 years ago, Skip Dabelstein, who lives in Tucson, called and said, "Hey, have you heard KTKT lately?" I said, "No." He said, "Well, listen to this."
Esta es KTKT 990 AM, Tucson, La Mexicana.
So things are changing without too much surprise, I guess, in Tucson, Arizona. We're going to move now up to the San Francisco Bay Area, up towards Sacramento from there. It's the city of Pittsburgh with a 5,000-watt station. This first cut takes us back to the early 90s.
KKIS 990 AM, Pittsburgh, Concord. KKIS 92.1 FM, Walnut Creek.
You want the best. Kiss.
Why do drugs cost so much?
Now that's how that 5,000-watt day and night station sounded 20 years ago. Mark Durenberger was out in the Bay Area around San Francisco and picked this up in 1998 for us.
AM Stereo 990, KATD, Pittsburgh, Concord.
Okay, we're going to move up the California coast now from the Bay Area into Santa Barbara land. And over the last 25 years, there have been at least 4 changes of call signs. So what I'm going to do is play at least 4 cuts for you, one right after another, starting in 1987. And the last one you'll hear is from 1996.
Stand by for world news on ABC Radio Network. KBLS Santa Barbara, it is now 3 o'clock.
KTUN Santa Barbara, SAM, 99 AM.
This news brought to you by HomeFed Bank, offering the Simple Steps to Smart Investing Guide.
What do you say, kids, huh? Good afternoon to you. Welcome on into a Friday edition of Good Time Country. It has arrived, and we're here to celebrate in a big way with your country music favorites, as is usual. My name is Gary Allen. Today, we're going to love out loud, folks. Here we go with ETC.
I don't brag about you.
Right here on Talk Radio 990, KQSB.
It's 3 o'clock, and CNN News is brought to you by Montecito Bank and Trust on KQSB Santa Barbara.
Stay tuned for the Tom Leika Show next.
CNN Radio News, I'm Ed McCarthy.
A rather interesting progression of formats, I think, in Santa Barbara. Now we're going to move north up toward Albany, Oregon, right on the I-5 corridor. A 250-watt station during the daytime hours, 9 watts at night for a city of 43,000. If only they'd gone up to about 1,000 watts, they'd be able to reach all the way into the state capital. Well, let's listen.
Risque material on the morning show. Call on the request line and let me know. Right now it's news time on KRKT and KRKT-FM, Albany, Lebanon, Corvallis. Got some interesting results we'll share.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Templeton.
Well, very good, Joe. And while you read the news for the people back on the contiguous 48 states, we're going to jump the big pond for Hawaii.
News Radio 99, KHVH, Honolulu.
Now, that's all we've got of KHVH, but I'd like to thank John Bristol, a high school chum of our son John, who was bored in Oahu and made a recording of a radio station without realizing how valuable it would be to us later on. So thank you, John Bristol. And then, in October of 2005, Linda and I were on Oahu, and we set our dials at 990 in Honolulu, and this is what we heard.
The Glenn Beck Program. Weekday mornings at 7 on AM 990 KHBZ, the talk station. From ABC News, I'm Bill Gross.
Well, everybody, we made it. That's the end of the 990 stations for the United States, but, you know, this is a Canadian clear channel, as we explained back about 4 months ago. So let's listen to one of the most dominant of the stations on this frequency, 990 in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Good evening, everyone. You're listening to CBC Radio, serving Manitoba at 990 in Winnipeg, 100.9 FM in Thompson, and 97.9 FM in Brandon.
Yes, something of a disappointment. That's CBW, of course. They won't tell you that anymore. The Canadians don't require that. But if you come back east to a more metropolitan city like Montreal, this is what Mark Strickert recorded there in 1994.
Great fun, great oldies. This is Oldies 990, CKIS, Montreal.
But even in Montreal, things have changed, and this is what you hear at 990 today.
The Team 990, it's everything you're looking for in Montreal's first and only all-sports radio station. Montreal's sports authority, this is the Team 990, a chum radio station. This is CKGM, 990 AM, the Team 990, Montreal's sports authority, a chum radio station.
Well, very good. That's going to wrap up the travelogue for today, everybody. We're going to have a post-convention report for you in the October edition when we begin the frequency of 1,000 on your dial. Meantime, here's Mark Durnberger.
Thanks, John. Mark Durnberger for the DX Audio Service. And today we begin a multi-part broadcast reporting on our latest trip along the Upper Missouri River. Our trip begins at the river's headwaters in Montana and will eventually end at the mouth of the river where it joins the Mississippi near St. Louis. The Missouri River is considered a tributary of the Mississippi. It begins, as we do, at the confluence of the Madison, Jefferson, and Gallatin Rivers southeast of Helena, Montana, and flows into the Mississippi 2,341 miles later. It drains about one-sixth of the North American continent. It's known that the combination of these two longest rivers in North America formed the third longest river in the world. The Missouri is nicknamed Big Muddy and also Dark River because of the high silt content. It meanders from bluff to bluff in the flat Midwestern states, leading to the nickname the Wide Missouri. Everywhere we saw the legacy of Lewis and Clark, and through many portions of the upper river you can take highway numbers 1804 and 1806, commemorating the outbound and return journey dates. The entire trip along the river would take us through four state capitals: Helena, Montana, Bismarck, North Dakota, Pierce, South Dakota, and St. Joseph, Missouri. On our way, we'll grab IDs from stations along the river, beginning with the one closest to the headwaters in nearby Belgrade, Montana.
At 1-800-468-6933 or visit us at www.stopaddiction.com.
Another sunny day coming our way on this Tuesday, May 8th, here at AM 640 KGBW in Belgrade. Thanks so much for joining us today. Our high temp today should reach about 80 degrees with no chance of rain, and our winds will be from the southwest at 5 to 10 miles per hour.
KGVW pushes 10,000 watts into the territory by day, and because it's co-channel with KFI Los Angeles, it has to cut back to a kilowatt at night, aimed predictably away from Southern California. But it does serve the famous metropolis of Three Forks, Montana, the commercial center of the headwaters of the river. Just beyond Belgrade is the well-known town of Bozeman, home to the mighty 1090.
Join us again over the noon hour for the Sports Nuts on KBOZ Talk Radio 1090. This is KBOZ Bozeman, owned locally by Ryer Broadcasting. CBS News is next.
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. Six men were due in court today in New Jersey to face charges they plan to attack U.S. military bases.
The river looks pretty good in this area as it begins its meandering through the gorgeous pine forests and plains of Midwest Montana. We're going north now, heading for the state capital of Helena. Helena is the town that gold built, an honor no other modern Montana city can claim. While other gold camps boomed and dwindled into ghost towns, veins of yellow metal transformed remote Last Chance Gulch into Montana's golden capital. There's a lot of radio in this town, and we've spliced together the IDs of these audio outlets.
KGR is KKGR East Helena. The music, the fun, and the memories. Good times and great oldies.
KMTX AM, Helena, the max. ABC News is next.
Six New Jersey men originally from Yugoslavia and the Middle East have been arrested on charges of plotting to attack Fort Dix Army Post.
This document and this group has one objective, and that's to unite the American people in defeat.
Be sure to listen to Rush this morning starting at 10, exclusively on News Talk 1240 KBLL.
1240 KBLL and Coffee Break. Another 12, 15 minutes with chiropractor Dr. V.J. Matteo. The phone line is not open at the moment because we have a caller waiting.
Salary and benefits discussed during interview. Southwest Montana Radio Network is an equal opportunity employer.
News, information, sports, and talk. 1340 KCAP Helena.
KCAP.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. St. Joseph, Missouri is getting ready for flooding.
And there's our first hint of flooding ahead on the river, which could cut the trip shorter than we planned. Well, meanwhile, on to Great Falls, a town I particularly enjoyed visiting. There are some beautiful waterfalls in the area. I wonder if that's where the name came from. In addition to the Missouri River, Great Falls is famous for having the shortest river in the world, nearby the Roe River. Great Falls itself was founded in 1883 by railroad magnate James J. Hill. The city is home to Montana State University, Great Falls College of Technology, the University of Great Falls, and the Montana School for the Deaf and Blind. Great Falls began as a planned power city, situated to take advantage of the hydroelectric power of the waterfalls of the Missouri. The town is well served by radio.
I said, babe, I'm coming home. We're gonna work this out. I paid for his drinks, and I told him thanks. Thanks for everything.
When you need to know, remember, we are your information source in Big Sky Country.
I listen all the time.
560 KMON, Great Falls.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More victims of Friday's tornado in Greensburg, Kansas.
The music for the best time of your life on 1310 KEIN Great Falls.
Time and again I've longed for adventure, something to make my heart beat the faster.
To learn more about quality childcare and preparing your child for school, visit childcare.mt.gov. This message is brought to you by the Montana Department of Public Health and Human Services.
This is Mike Hargrove, and thanks for listening to Seattle Mariners Baseball on your home for the Mariners, ESPN
Mariners
Radio 1400 KXGF,
what a
Great
ball
Falls.
Game final score, Mariners 3, Yankees 2. Here's a look.
14 and 7 scoreless. Houston on a Luke Scott 3-run homer, 8th inning, won 5-4 at Cincinnati. Roy Oswalt's now 19-1 lifetime against the Reds.
Visit GoCoastGuard.com or call 1-877-NOW-USCG. The U.S. Coast Guard, the shield of freedom.
Sponsored by the U.S. Coast Guard in cooperation with the Montana Broadcasters Association and this station.
The talk of the town is News Talk 1450 KQDI, Great Falls.
Fisher Communications.
CNN Radio, I'm Paul Chambers. The death toll from last week's tornado in Greensburg, Kansas has climbed to 10.
Well, if you head north on I-90 from Great Falls, you pass through Shelby, Montana, and you can enjoy the audio services of KSEN.
Put your decision in writing. Visit www.putitinwriting.org. A message from America's hospitals.
It's 4 o'clock. This is KSEN, Shelby, Ketbank, Conrad.
From ABC News, I'm Joe Gross.
This is a total disaster.
Kansas Senator Sam Brownback touring Greensburg, Kansas, a town that, other than the grain elevator, was just destroyed by a Friday night tornado.
We took Highway 87 to Highway 2, stopping at historic Fort Benton on the river, the remaining monument to the old fur trading days in the area. Built in 1846 and 47, and a mute reminder of the days when all of Montana was an unexplored wilderness, inhabited only by the tribes of the Northern Plains. Into this land in the 1800s penetrated the explorer, mountain man, fur trader, and the voyager, swinging their paddles in time with their songs. These men endured amazing hardships, exhibited bravery, courage, and unrestrained conventions. Well, back on 87, heading northeast, we regain Highway 2 near Havre. Founded to serve as a major railroad service center for the Great Northern Railway, with its location midway between Seattle and Minneapolis-St. Paul. It's interesting, small grids of purple-colored squares can be seen in some of the sidewalks in the downtown area. These are skylights for a sort of underground mall built in the city at least 100 years ago. Throughout its history, these underground areas had been host to a brothel, a Chinese laundromat, a saloon, a drugstore, at least 3 opium dens, and rooms used for smuggling alcohol during Prohibition. Well, you talk about the Wild West. The underground area is now designated as Havre Beneath the Streets, operating as a tourist attraction. Also near Havre is the Bear's Paw Battlefield site of the Battle of Bear Paw, where Indian Chief Joseph surrendered to the cavalry, making a famous speech, ending with the line, "From where the sun now stands, I will fight no more forever." Haver is served by AM radio on 610 kHz, 1,000 watts, with an interesting pattern that flips itself backwards at night, going from a daytime beam toward the southwest, ending up pointed to the northeast after local sunset.
You're listening to KOJM Haver, first in the afternoon with breaking news and updates of today's top stories.
Here is today's news. Montana's mountain snowpack fell to 68% of normal in April after unseasonably warm temperatures. The Natural Resources Conservation Service says snowpack decreased by 1 to 3% west of the Continental Divide and fell by 5 to 7% east of the Divide.
Federal Highway 2 is a nice, wide-open highway, well north of the river, but we make an occasional foray to visit one of the major dams and the old forts along the Lewis and Clark route. Highway 2 took us through Glasgow, yet another railroad town created by James Hill. Glasgow became popular during the 1930s when President Franklin Delano Roosevelt mandated that Fort Peck Dam be constructed on the river.
Let your mom know just how much you think of her with a splendid arrangement and gift from Glasgow Flower and Gift. Call in an order at 228-4742.
This is KLTZ Glasgow, Montana. For confections of perfection, count on Candy Bouquet. Janice offers bouquets of candy, balloon bouquets, and gift baskets.
On east we go, north of the river, but with expectations of soon seeing the confluence with the beautiful Yellowstone. That's a mostly surface river flowing northeast toward the Missouri, and if you take the road up through Miles City in that area, you'll find the most beautiful river, the Yellowstone. But going back north, the last AM radio market on Montana's Highway 2 going east is Wolf Point, Montana, home of KVCK.
Oldies Radio, 1450 KVCK.
The greatest hits of all time. It is ABBA. The song is Fernando. Fernando. It's for my buddy Walt. Walt, John, Joe, and Jamie. I'm building boats today. Thank you guys for listening while you're working away today. Appreciate that. It's about 13 after. It's me, Dave Michaels, Money for Mommy.
You might not know that Wolf Point is the home of the annual Wild Horse Stampede. The oldest rodeo in Montana has been called the granddaddy of all Montana rodeos. In 2003, Wolf Point was named the official site of the Montana Cowboy Hall of Fame. On we go, crossing the border into North Dakota, stopping at the confluence of the Yellowstone, and then entering oil country near Williston, with a stop at Fort Buford, another of those military posts established to protect overland and river routes by immigrants settling the West. While Buford served an essential role as the sentinel on the northern plains for 29 years, it's probably best remembered as the place where the famous Hunkpapa Sioux leader Sitting Bull surrendered in 1881. Williston and the region is well served by a powerhouse AM station on 660 that serves the northwest corner of North Dakota and well into Canada at night. In these days of IBOC, you might notice something different about the way this station is transmitting.
It is 11 Central, 10 Mountain. Information News is next.
Stereo 660 KEYZ Williston.
From ABC News, I'm Ann Compton live at the White House. Trumpets and a 21-gun salute greeted Queen Elizabeth here on a cloudless spring day.
Which brings us to the end of the first part of our journey along the Upper Missouri River. Mark Dernberger for the DX Audio Service will bring you our next installment in 30 days. Until then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark, and we've changed our position from the banks of the Little Manistique Lake, just outside of Newberry, Michigan, to Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. And we're looking at the locks which take the big freighters from one section of the Great Lakes to another section. Drops them actually about 52 feet, if I remember right. And then we're going to also take a tour of the icebreaker Mackinac in a few moments. So let me read this letter from Wayne Heinen real quick before we flip over to side two. Wayne writes, "We're all very unhappy to hear of Les Rayburn's resignation as broadcast test coordinator. He revitalized DX Test for both the IRCA and the National Radio Club, and his creativity and energy will be sorely missed. We have, however, been fortunate to have a volunteer for the position come forward from the IRCA. That's the International Radio Club of America. His name is Jim Pogue. He will be getting assistance from J.D. Steffens, a former IRCA CPC chair, as well as Brandon Jordan. And Les Rayburn will also be helping for a smooth transition of duties for the position. Both the IRCA's board and the National Radio Club's board have approved Jim as the new broadcast test coordinator. Others who wish to volunteer to assist Jim may contact him via email at kh2ar@comcast. That's comcast.net. If you'd like to contact him via letter, please send it here to the DX Audio Service and we'll forward it along. We appreciate Les Rayburn's past service and Jim Pogue's continued effort as a broadcast test coordinator for both clubs. And you've heard me say that there's a difference between a member and a subscriber. If you want to be a subscriber, well, just continue to do what you're doing right now. If you want to be a member, you might want to send Jim some suggestions for stations that you would like to hear test and you think might help out a lot of other DXers. Send them to me here at the DX Audio Service, and we'll pass them on to Jim. Well, after we get done looking at some boats, I think my wife and John and I are all going to go over to a restaurant called Freighters, which is a real neat restaurant, have some dinner, and then check out the Icebreaker Mackinac. We'll see you on Side 2 of the tape.